is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. I don't care what nook or cranny or crevice or mountain or beach or plain or hill. I don't care where you live, what city. Thank you for being here. I'll be rolling with you for one more hour. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. If you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. And yeah, if you have access to YouTube, you can watch the show. Just go to the Infinity Sports Network YouTube channel and you can watch a live stream of the JR Sport Brief Show. Much love to everybody hanging out in the chat. I see you daily. I see you, Aaron. I see you, David. I see you, Black Train. I see you all. Yeah, go to the Infinity Sports Network YouTube. You can watch us live. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, he is in New York City. It's been a busy Wednesday. Not only did I just bring you a new top six list where we took a look at some of the most dysfunctional teams currently in the NFL, we've had a lot of news today as well. We have quarterbacks who apparently are getting healthy. We have coaches who apparently are rejecting jobs. We have other coaches who are getting interviews. We have angry coaches. And man, with all this weather news that we got going on, we got coaches who are worried and players who are worried about their families. Wherever you are, I hope you're well. Wherever you are, I hope you're safe. We got wildfires in California and Los Angeles. We got cold weather and snow and ice in parts of the country expected that typically don't see it. Man, it's nuts. How about this? We got the news. Well, first of all, unless you've been living underneath a rock, Los Angeles is just going through a series of fires, wildfires. As close in development in Pasadena and Palisades and close to Santa Monica. We got people losing homes and water shortages. It is just absolutely terrible. And so I just send a lot of love to all of our listeners out in California. A lot of love. And this really takes a backseat. Sports takes a backseat to reality. But the fires are even affecting sports. We had the Los Angeles Kings, who canceled a game tonight at Crypto.com Arena due to the wildfires. The NFL is currently monitoring a Monday Night Football wild card matchup between the Los Angeles Rams and the Minnesota Vikings. That game is on Monday. Today is Wednesday. And the NFL has already pretty much set up a contingency plan. If the game needs to get moved, they're going to go ahead and move the game out to Arizona. It's just, it's bad all the way around. I mean, even last night, the Los Angeles Lakers, they lost to the Dallas Mavericks. And at the end of J.J. Redick's press conference, as the Lakers were in Dallas, Texas, you know, even J.J. Redick, he wanted to make a point that, man, my family is back home in L.A. and they had to evacuate where we live. Listen to what J.J. Redick said after the game last night.
Just want to acknowledge and send thoughts and prayers to everyone in the Palisades right now. It's where I live, my family and my wife's family, my wife's twin sister. They've evacuated. I know that a lot of people are freaking out right now, including my family. And from the sound of things with the winds coming tonight, I know a lot of people are scared. So just want to acknowledge that and thoughts and prayers for sure. And hope everybody stays safe.
100 mile per hour winds that have been coming from north, you know, down the hills. Now, do that with fire and no water and dry land, parched earth. Yeah, you can see that is just a bad combination all the way around. A few hours ago, I saw a headline that said Kawhi Leonard stepping away from the Los Angeles Clippers. And I got to go, are you kidding me again? Kawhi Leonard is hurt again? And the answer was no, it's not because Kawhi Leonard is hurt. Kawhi Leonard's family has also been affected by these wildfires. And so he is stepping away from the Clippers to be with his family, as he should. And so, you know, everybody is not a celebrity. Kawhi Leonard and his family don't matter more than, you know, other people who might be listening right now. And so I send all the love that I can to everybody out in California dealing with this situation. In other parts of the country, and people are dealing with ridiculously cold temperatures, frigid temperatures, freezing temperatures. Here in Atlanta, Georgia has been feeling like the 20s. People are certainly not used to it. We are expected to have some snow and some ice over the next couple of days. If it happens, who knows? And that's here in Atlanta. I know we got a big college football game this upcoming Friday night between Ohio State and Texas. It's supposed to take place in Arlington at Jerry's World, the home of the Dallas Cowboys. And it appears that Jerry's World is in store for some ice and some snow. And yeah, we know it's a dome stadium. But the last time we saw snow and ice in Dallas ahead of a big game, it was a Super Bowl in 2011. And let's just say that was a complete disaster. So we go from unfortunate fires. Looks like we are going to have a little bit of ice in the Metroplex. I want you to take a listen to this. KTSM 9 News says that if you're going to Texas and Ohio State in Arlington, be prepared.
With freezing temperatures across the nation, the winter weather could impact fans traveling to North Texas for the Cotton Bowl game in Arlington on Friday. Sophia Basule spoke with officials as they pay close attention to the forecast.
They are monitoring the weather and have a game plan just in case. But as of right now, everything remains the same. And the 89th Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic will take place right here at AT&T Stadium in Arlington on Friday.
As crews prepare for the Cotton Bowl, where the University of Texas and Ohio State University will battle it out for the college football playoff semifinal game, Longhorns and Buckeyes fans traveling to AT&T Stadium may have to make some adjustments as the chance for a wintry mix increases.
Yeah, it ain't going to be no easy way in. Let me put it that way. All the best to everybody traveling. And I told you about Monday night. We think about that's a college football playoff game. We have another one tomorrow. That's in Miami. No worries there with Penn State and Notre Dame. But by the time we get to Monday and we have the Minnesota Vikings who are going to go out there and take on the Rams, they might have to move that game to Glendale, Arizona, the home of the Arizona Cardinals. I think it's still State Farm Stadium. I don't know what the hell they call it. Don't matter to me. But they may have to move the game out there if the fires just don't subside, if the situation doesn't get better in Los Angeles. Hopefully things get better as soon as they can in the best way possible. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Speaking of the NFL playoffs, we got an update on one of the games. One of the premier matchups that we'll see is between the Philadelphia Eagles and also the Green Bay Packers. They're scheduled to go at it on Sunday afternoon. They have two quarterbacks who've been dealing with their own situations. You have Jordan Love, who's been dealing with an elbow issue dating back to this past week. And then we have Jalen Hurts, who we have not seen play football for the Philadelphia Eagles since December 22nd. He has been in concussion protocol. And let's just be honest here. If Jalen Hurts is not playing for the Philadelphia Eagles, yeah, they can probably beat a team, like the Packers. And those odds lessen. But the Super Bowl, they ain't winning it if they don't have Hurts out there. Well, I'll tell you today, Jalen Hurts showed up and he practiced. That's the first step in getting through the concussion protocol. He has to have a checkup with an independent neurologist, not a team doctor, not somebody who's just going to rubber stamp and say, get out the room. But this is a good first step. Nick Sirianni, the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, gave us an update on a team that could win the Super Bowl. They could knock off the Lions. This is what Nick Sirianni had to say about his quarterback.
This is why you practice. This is why you go through the process of practicing and all the things that you do at practice to get on the same page, to do everything there. We feel like we practice at a very high intensity level. This is why you go out there and do those things.
Meanwhile, Jordan Love, how is that elbow feeling? We didn't get as many words from his head coach, Matt LaFleur. He was asked about Jordan Love and his elbow. Does his elbow feel fine? Is he throwing a football? Hey, Matt LaFleur, tell me, explain in a lot of words. Is he throwing a ball?
Was Jordan able to throw it all, Matt?
Yeah, he was limited.
Yeah, on a limited basis.
Okay, he's throwing the ball on a limited basis. Okay. I think we'll see both quarterbacks out there. And I think the Philadelphia Eagles will beat the Green Bay Packers. And I think they got more offensive firepower. It's just, and Christian Watson not being out there. Are the Packers going to try to run the ball with Josh? Are they going to throw the ball around to a million different receivers? The formula for the Eagles a little bit more straightforward. And if Nick Sirianni blows this game, then Nick Sirianni might get the boot. So many conversations, even earlier this year. If Nick Sirianni stinks, then the Philadelphia Eagles can eventually bring in Bill Belichick. No, Bill Belichick is at North Carolina. And ironically, today, we got a report that there are multiple NFL teams that have been calling Bill Belichick to come in and fix them. Bill Belichick just took the job at UNC a month ago. Just over the past couple of days, Bill Belichick has been taking photos with recruits. He's been standing in garages. He's been kissing the backsides of college-age gentlemen just so they can play football for North Carolina. You think Bill Belichick is going to just walk away now? And even Tom Brady reportedly called Bill Belichick just to see, hey, Bill, I run the Raiders now. Would you coach the Raiders? Imagine that. Bill Belichick working for Tom Brady? Now, I don't think Bill Belichick would ever sign up for that. Listen to this. This is Bruce Feldman having a chat with Rich Eisen. And Bruce Feldman, he was asked if Belichick would leave North Carolina after a month. What?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. I really don't, because in one sense, if you're North Carolina and the people who really, you know, push this through, and I'm just thinking, you know, aloud, it was going from, hey, you know, we're going to pay you $5 million, then all of a sudden they found $10 million a year. And the way this contract was set up, you know, for a year from now, it was going to be $1 million buyout, which is not prohibitive
at all. Right.
And then, but you're sitting there going, okay, but if he waits another year, he's going to be 74 before the next NFL season. I mean, I'm on the record, and I feel like I said this to you, you know, weeks ago, and I definitely wrote about this. I think Bill Belichick will have success in the ACC. I just think after, like, I saw he's now on Twitter, and he's, you know, I think after about a year of this or 2 years of this, he will be so disgusted by being what it takes to be a college football head coach that he'll be like, I don't need this.
Man, forget a couple of years from now. Let's talk about now. Bill Belichick ain't leaving after a month. He'd look like a jackass. Can't do that. Take a job and then leave after a month. This is not they're not Pep Boys, okay? This isn't the local cleaning service. This is top level, high level football. Why the hell would he want to work for Tom Brady either? Tom Brady would hire him, and then he wouldn't, you know, not that Tom Brady wants to look like a jerk himself, but you don't think Tom Brady would find some joy at some point if he ever had to pull the trigger and fire Bill Belichick?
I think if it goes poorly, we could see our first head coach firing on camera.
Tom Brady would fire Belichick on camera.
I think that video would leak out magically. Or maybe Tom, if he needs the money to buy a bigger stake in the Raiders, would put it out there on Netflix again for a big special.
Wait. Am I missing something? Did Tom Brady have a Netflix special?
The Roast.
Oh, The Roast.
The Roast. He got like $50 million or something like that, reportedly, for The Roast. Like, you got a good amount of money.
Yeah.
Put it towards the Raiders.
I thought, when you said Netflix, I was like, what did Tom Brady do on that? I don't remember that. I know Aaron Rodgers had a series.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch it yet?
I've not. No, my girlfriend actually started watching it.
She started?
Yeah.
What's her report? Tell me. Go ahead. What she think about it?
She thinks he's weird. She's not a big sports girl, so like she's now like finding out about Aaron Rodgers for the first time. So she thinks she's interested by it. She's, I will say, I hate to say it, probably captivated. Not to give him credit for being interesting, I guess, but
She said she thinks Aaron Rodgers is weird. Well, a lot of people think he's weird. That's why he got a whole documentary on being weird.
That's true. You don't get that for being normal.
And you don't. At least she doesn't want to try none of that stuff he's doing, right?
No. Yeah, she's not said, hey, let's go get some ayahuasca this weekend and see what happens. She's okay. Not said that yet, at least.
I think you may need a little bit more than a weekend if y'all wanted to try it out.
That's also true. Yeah, I may need a week off of vacation.
Yeah, you might. You
or
might.
Actually, I guess sick days, right? That could work.
You're going to... You're gonna.
That's how it works, right?
You're gonna. It's supposed to make you feel better. Is there something wrong? Does your soul hurt? Like, what do you need to take sick days to take ayahuasca for?
Is that? Oh, hold on. I think I'm thinking of something else. Then, what's the one that basically purges your system?
That too. It makes you, I think, vomit uncontrollably. Yeah, they didn't show that on Netflix.
Isn't that what we're talking about? Isn't that the same thing? I don't want to do that.
Yeah, but it's supposed to cleanse your insides and then also cleanse your mind.
Which is why I need the sick days, because if there's gonna be a lot of cleansing, I mean, I'm gonna do it on my own time.
It seems like you're intentionally getting sick though to get better.
Well, sometimes you gotta go backwards in order to go forwards, right?
You're gonna write a book. You're gonna write a book. Yeah, you're starting to sound weird. We got to give you a documentary, too. Man, your girlfriend's been rubbing off on you, telling you about that Aaron Rodgers stuff.
Yeah, you're right. It's her fault. It's not me. It's her. You know, good call, JR.
Just blame her. Yeah, not blaming you. Anyway, speaking of Aaron Rodgers, did you see that Peter King suggested that the Pittsburgh Steelers should bring on Aaron Rodgers next year? Did you see that?
I did not. He said that, huh?
He said that. He said, look, the Steelers, they got a bunch of guys that are, you know, they ain't necessarily spring chicken still playing at a high level. You might as well, I don't want to say do the New York Jets thing, but bring in Aaron Rodgers to play in the Steel City and, you know, try to win. Russell Wilson looks like he hit a wall, and why not bring in Aaron Rodgers, right? I don't know.
Do you think he's better than Russell Wilson right now? Like, if I'm the Steelers next year, I think I'd rather have Russ.
I think it's a wash. But I think it's to maintain peace and status quo. You know what? Push comes to shove in the regular season. I don't think it matters. And I know how bad we've seen Aaron Rodgers perform in the postseason recently when he's been mostly the Packers. I think he would be better in the post. If you today, right now, this minute, and realistically, would you rather have Aaron Rodgers starting for the Steelers, or would you have Russell Wilson?
I think I would say Russ.
Really?
I agree with your point of it's a wash, like the talent. Like, maybe Rodgers is a tick better than Russ right now overall.
Not enough, yeah.
But, like, not enough to justify the distractions and the headaches that come along with correct. It. I think that's also part of it.
Right, right.
You know, imagine being Mike Tomlin. You're just trying to deal with George Pickens and all his antics. Now you got to bring this guy in and all the baggage that comes along with that at 42, where he's not playing at a high enough level, I think, at this point to justify it.
Well, Aaron Rodgers would be the one to tell you that he's going to babysit and fix Pickens. That's what would happen.
Oh, boy.
Could you imagine that? Russell Wilson has already been in this guy's face during games, after games, I'm sure in private, trying to get Pickens together. Aaron Rodgers would just take him to, I don't know, where does he do his thing at? I don't know.
Isn't it overseas, like in some river?
South America somewhere, I don't know.
Imagine George Pickens and ayahuasca. I don't know if that's better or worse.
It may make it, what could be worse than what he is already?
Yeah, I guess he's like one step away from being like totally AB, so I guess, yeah, you can really only go up from here, right?
Yeah, give him some ayahuasca. Nah, yeah, if I'm Mike Tomlin, I would love to know his genuine reaction. You walk into Mike Tomlin's office, Khan walks in there and goes, listen, man, I think we have to entertain Rodgers. What does Mike Tomlin go, you know what, you're right? Or does Mike Tomlin go, man, like, well, I wonder what his reaction would be. Because the man doesn't want the headache. Who wants the headache? Nobody.
They did have those googly eyes, though. Was that a I guess it was a regular season game, I think it was, a few
googly,
years ago.
Excuse me, googly eyes? Oh, yeah. For Rodgers? Oh, yeah.
From both of them, eh? Like, you know, like chumming it up on the sideline, the one game that they played against each other a few years ago. Like, so I don't, maybe he's gung-ho. Maybe he's the one pushing to bring Rodgers.
Hickey, in your life, you've never had that crazy acquaintance that you liked, but you kept at a distance?
I feel like I have plenty of those.
Yeah, I think that's what this is.
Interesting.
Hickey, there's some people that I knew growing up. That's some real people that I knew, Hickey. And I know them, and I knew enough of them to go, hey, man, how you doing? You good? Yeah, you good. All right, I'll see you later. It's one of those. Like, I can like you, but, man, I'm not going to be standing next to you for too long, because when it goes down, I'm not trying to get swept up in it, okay?
Smart man. It's a very, very smart move.
I think that's the relationship with Tomlin and Rodgers. I think they both, well, at least Tomlin knows enough. He's just like, yeah, man, I like you. You're great. You were great. And, yeah, I like you. Everybody wants to play for you. I think they should avoid each other like the plague. Wild things have happened, though. So, hey, I wouldn't be shocked if we saw Rodgers in the Steel City. And that'd be Mike Tomlin's first losing season. So go ahead and bank on that. Just saying. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. Of course, before we get out of here, I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. We've been talking about some of the most dysfunctional teams in the NFL. We've been talking college football and angry coaches. We got more to do. Don't move. The Infinity Sports Network, the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, beautiful. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful style of sports talk. That's nice. Thank you. Beautiful. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We got a bunch of callers here on the line. Thank you to everybody for calling up. And shout out to everybody watching us on the Infinity Sports Network YouTube channel. Yes, you can now watch the live stream. Let's hit the phone lines. Matt is here from Baltimore. You are on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Matt?
Man, second time tonight I'm first on the line. I just had to have your producer remind me what the hell you guys were talking about so I can remember my comments.
Okay, you on ayahuasca too? You okay?
No. I'm on the ADD. It's an abusive relationship.
Okay.
But,
well, welcome.
Yeah, you know, real stuff. But Bill Belichick, right, I really do think he will change the college game, being that they all the NIL stuff, right, coming in, and you see all the traditional college coaches quitting. He comes in. He has experience with the NFL, right, so he has experience with the money side of it. Which I really think they need to find a way to kind of tame that in the college game, because there's no commitment to it. You know, that's the part I hate about the NIL. Anybody, it's like you and your coach get into an argument. You say, okay,
so
who's got the most money? I'll leave.
You think Bill Belichick is going to change college football? Am I understanding correctly?
No, sir. I just believe that he's. I may have said that wrong. I just believe that he has the experience with the NFL with the money aspect of it and everything to be better suited to to the job than most. You know what I mean? Like I said, you see, Nick Saban and everybody quitting because they're like, oh, this isn't the game I grew up with. Sure. But now it's a different game and. There's money involved, and Bill Belichick comes in,
correct.
And he's kind of got an idea of how to deal with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And we discussed that earlier in the show, and thank you so much, Matt, for calling from Baltimore. I agree with you completely. Like, we talked about that. This is a little bit of a reverse situation. We have so many coaches, whether it be in college basketball or college football, they're deciding to leave because money and money management wasn't a part of it. It's like, hey, you got a scholarship, and I'm going to teach you, and that's it. Now we got players who can bounce around and transfer portals without having hardship exemptions, and now we got guys making money in NIL. They get to go where the hell they want and follow the check. Yeah, it's more so like a professional system, so it's not like Bill Belichick is entering into something that is completely foreign. Certainly there are differences and discrepancies between what you get in college versus what you get in the pros. But I expect Bill Belichick to have success. Do I think this man is going to win an ACC championship right out of the damn gate? Hell no. Do I ever think he's going to win one? I don't think so either. But I think he's going to be able to move the program up into being competitive. I'm rooting for Bill Belichick. And that's a hard thing to say because I never, who roots for the Patriots, right? Nobody. Over the past 25 years, who's rooted for them? If you're not New England, why are you rooting for them? But I'm going to root for him now. I think outside of Bill Belichick and Dion in Colorado, these are the biggest college programs because of the coaches who lead the way. No disrespect to the Ryan Days of the world or the Lane Kiffin, some of these other gigantic personalities. But in college athletics, for all the movement that goes on, even amongst the coaches, they're the stars because the players move around so damn much. And then they come in, they try to go pro, and then they're here today, they're going tomorrow. 855-212-4227. Kevin is calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, what's up, JR? How you doing?
I'm amazing. What's on your mind?
Oh, what's on my mind is I'm talking about what you just talked about with Aaron Rodgers and the Steel City and all that. Even though I grew up in Buffalo and live in Buffalo, my mom and dad and relatives on both sides are from Pennsylvania, so pretty much I've grown up watching as much the Steelers because of that. Is Buffalo living in Buffalo? Okay. And I know the type of organization that they are. If he went to Pittsburgh, he would have to, as the old Waylon Jennings song, go walk the line and not cross over any gray, because the Steelers are not going to tolerate the malarkey that the Jets or even the Packers as long as they did. They are. I'll give you an example of the Steelers alike. Do you remember when Jimmy Johnson took in Charles Haley in the early 90s and gave him a chance? Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. I'm sure he had a conversation behind doors that nobody knew, and I'm sure he made sure.
No, no. See, but I think this is different. We're talking about the quarterback, okay? We're talking about a quarterback who's going into the Hall of Fame. We're talking about a quarterback who is, a four-time MVP award winner. We're talking about a guy who has become just very eccentric, or at least very vocal about how eccentric he is and how self-centered he is over the past several years. If you want to talk about the Steelers, quote-unquote, having a Steeler way and what they would or would not tolerate, I think a big part of that is not even letting him into the building because they don't want the stress. We would really find out how desperate the Steelers are. We'd find out how desperate Khan is and the Rooneys and Tomlin, just even if they allowed him into the building. I don't think Aaron Rodgers at his age, 41, 40, pushing 42 in another year, I don't think all of a sudden he's going to change his behavior, his thoughts, how outspoken he is. I don't see that being the case. He's too old for it, man. Come on.
Yeah, and they're very structural. I mean, you saw what happened with Antonio Brown when he acted up. They didn't tolerate that.
Yeah, well, that is something. Well, that is something that developed over time. And also, by the way, and thank you, Kevin, for calling from Buffalo. There's a reason why Antonio Brown, for all of his talent, Hall of Fame level talent, there's a reason why Antonio Brown, wasn't the number one pick, the number one wide receiver taken. There's a reason why he had to bounce around in colleges. He had problems. He had issues. And in the minute that he had his chance and found success, we started to see why. Now, I'm not putting him in the same category of Mr. Rodgers. How about that? Hickey, where's Mr. Rodgers? He's not here, right?
Unfortunately, no.
Fred, damn.
His legacy, though, lives on.
He put on his slippers, right? Won't you be his neighbor? Did you like Mr. Rodgers?
I did. I watched her growing up.
Cardigan. He walked into the house and... Did he change from one sweater to another?
I think so, yeah, or hung it up, but he definitely would change his shoes. Remember, he always would sit down, right, and tie and untie the shoes.
Yeah. When he came in, did he wash his hands or he just changed his shoes?
I think just change his shoes. I don't think he washed his hands. I'd assume Mr. Rogers' hands were pretty clean coming in the door.
As friendly as he was in that whole damn neighborhood, Mr. Rogers would come home and change his shoes and his sweater, and he would not wash it. I think he was filthy, Hickey.
Wow.
is that a terrible thing to say about Mr. Rogers? Am I allowed to say something about him, or is that not good?
I mean, I wish he was here to defend himself.
Him and Bob Barker, right? Bob Barker gone too, right?
That's RIP. Well, we know he's got some dirty hands when it comes to fighting in his role in Happy Gilmore.
Oh, that's right. He
can throw a punch.
Who did he punch? I don't remember.
Adam Sandler. Well, in the movie Happy Gilmore.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That a golf movie. Damn. Who's this guy? We spoke about, who did we just talk about? Mr. Rogers and Bob Barker. Now we got a guy named Larry here. Larry from South Bend. You're on the JR Sportbreeze Show. What's up?
Hey, how you doing? I used to watch, I never watched Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, but on SNL I would watch Eddie Murphy, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood.
Yeah. That's a real funny guy there. Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to spin the conversation a little bit to the NBA, if that's okay.
Calling from South Bend and not talking about.
Over the last few weeks,
watching
the Bulls when they play, and the story I was telling your producer, a story that nobody's talking about, that probably should be talked about. Lonzo Ball. This guy has come back, man. Everything he went through with multiple knee surgeries.
Larry. We talked about him yesterday. We talked about him and all of his brothers.
Okay, I wasn't privy to the broadcast yesterday.
I just wanted to throw
my two cents in. Yeah, when you watch him play, man, he's got everything going for him right now. He sees the court so well. He's explosive to the rim. Yeah. He's hitting shots. He's finding guys. And well, my question to you then: you think the Bulls can hang on to him for the next 10 years?
10 years? Nah, that dude is going to be out of there in no time. Isn't this the last year of his contract?
Well, he
is going to play his 20 minutes a game. He's going to keep dunking, and he's going to look for a job somewhere else next year. What the hell ain't want him for? They got Kobe White and all these other guys. They don't need him. No.
You don't think so?
If anything, I tried to trade him. I'm going to trust that him and he got a dead person's knee in his leg, okay? I'm going to try to trade. I'm going to find a sucker at the trade deadline and get some assets for him. Because if his leg is going to go out, let his leg go out for another team. I'm not trusting it. He got a dead guy's knee in his knee. Come on.
I just like watching him play, man. You know, he's got a full game. He's really, really fun to watch play.
You got to watch him play on another team sooner than later because he ain't going to be with the Bulls, okay?
Thanks, man.
Sorry, Larry. My bad. Damn. Hickey, he was calling from South Bend. I'm like, hey, we're going to talk about Notre Dame. And he's like, here's some Chicago Bulls for you. I'm like, oh, what? The Bulls.
10 years he wants him on the Bulls.
Lonzo Ball? Marco Belletti, is Lonzo Ball's going to, is his knee going to last another 10 years?
Be lucky if it lasts another 10 months. And I'm not rooting against him.
I'm not either.
I mean, if you're a team, there is no chance you could roll the dice on Lonzo Ball.
He has ligaments from a dead guy. He took a dead guy's knee ligaments and they put it in his knee. I'm supposed to think about him for 10 years?
Big baller brand shoes.
He said that the shoes might have damaged his knees. He said that. That came out of his own mouth.
Got to be the shoes, right?
You want some big baller brands?
I'm good.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to look out for you, Mark.
I appreciate it. we're going to go shoes. We're going to go different shoe. We'll just do that.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to.
And see, it goes back to shoes. You got shoes. You got Mr. Rogers, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, too. He changed his shoes. Eddie Murphy made sure he did that before he jumped out the window.
Yeah, but in big baller brands, no.
Doubtful, because I think he landed.
Yeah. During the commercial break, I'm going to try to find you some big baller brand shoes, all right?
Good luck.
I'm going to find them probably on eBay.
They still make them?
eBay.
Hmm.
Somebody wore them. I'll find them for you. Don't worry about it.
So I get worn big baller brand shoes? Jeez.
No, come on. People buy them as collector items. Isn't that how that goes, right?
Okay.
Right. Resell, right?
Hmm. Okay. Get some Starberries while I'm at it, too.
It comes with Vaseline in the shoes. Man, Marbury ate Vaseline, remember?
I'm aware. I'm trying to let it go, man.
All right, it's time for
too much going on, man. I don't think we need to go that
far. Hickey's doing a good job by staying the hell out of this one. Hey, it's the JR Sportbreeze Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We've had a busy show, a top six list, Belichick getting courted back into the NFL. He's like, no, thank you. Pete Carroll trying to get back into the league. Man, we got playoff football on college. We got playoff football in the NFL. But right now, it's the end of the show. It's time for a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Today is January 8th. The year is 2025. But if we go back in time, January 8th, 1984, the NCAA announced that they expanded the NCAA tournament to 64 teams. Good. Now they added another four because now we got first four, whatever. Anyway, January 8th, the year is 2007. How about this? The Florida Gators, they beat Ohio State to win the national championship. They became the first D1 team to hold championships in football and basketball. Thank you, Al Horford and Joakim Noah and all of that stuff. Hey, listen, take a listen to this highlight, this clip. Tim Tebow, this man had a passing touchdown, a rushing touchdown. He helped Florida win and beat Ohio State 41-14.
Tebow, there it is. Touchdown throw to Andre Coleman. For Gator fans, did you see this coming? Tebow straight ahead. Gators have put this one on ice.
Yeah, that was courtesy of Fox. Let's keep things moving. January 8th, 2011. You might remember this. Marshawn Lynch with that beast quake. Remember that wild card game back in 2011? The Seahawks beat the Saints 41-36. Marshawn Lynch went on that 67-yard rush. They literally, the building, Quest Field, whatever the hell they call it, it registered as a seismic event, as Marshawn Lynch dove into the end zone and grabbed his crotch. You can't see that, but you can listen. Seahawks Radio Network.
Obamanu goes in motion right to left. Turn and handle Lynch left side. Finds a little bit of a hole. Keeps his legs moving. He's across the 40. Midfield. 45. He's on the run. Lynch. 40. Pushes the man. 35. Look at him go. He's down to 20. 15. He could go. He is going to go. Touchdown, Seahawks. Seven-yard run. Marshawn Lynch, unbelievable. He must have knocked five guys down on the way to the end zone. The beast is alive and well.
A beast quake. January 8th, 2012. Hey, we got more Tim Tebow. You know, this is peak Tim Tebow. Because if we go back to a wild card matchup, the Broncos were taking on the Steelers. Tim Tebow hit Demaryius Thomas for an 80-yard touchdown in overtime. The Broncos beat the Steelers 29-23. This is peak Tim Tebow. Listen, CBS.
And here we go. First snap of the overtime. The Broncos have been in three overtime games this year. They won them all. Got him at the 40. It's Thomas at the 50. Stiff arm got him free to the 30, to the 20. Thomas to the 10. Denver's going on the New England. They win it on the first play of overtime.
Yeah, and then they said, who needs this guy? Let's still try to get Manning, which they did. Anyway, January 8th, more college football action. Tua Tagovailoa, 2018. This man threw a touchdown in overtime to beat, oh man, the Georgia Bulldogs. Anyway, listen to Tua on ESPN.
Tagovailoa trying to make up for it. Fires to the end zone. Touchdown! Alabama wins! The Crimson Tide will not be denied. True freshman to true freshman. Tagovailoa to Devontae Smith. Alabama breaks Georgia hearts.
Hey, listen, sometimes you got to feel just a little bit of pain before things turn around. Thank you. Thank you very much. At least Georgia won a couple of them. OK, I'll take it. Now Nick Saban is gone. I'll take that, too. Man, it's been a fun show. Hey, Higgy, good hanging out with you today. Of course, every day.
Likewise, this has been a really good start to 2025. A lot of fun.
I think, a lot of fun. People have been able to watch on the stream. Thank you to everybody watching on the stream on YouTube. I'll be back tomorrow on the stream on the Infinity Sports Network on YouTube. Thank you to everybody for listening all over North America on the Odyssey app, your local affiliates. Now, if you've missed a minute of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Of course, I gave you a top six list of the most dysfunctional teams in the NFL today. And tomorrow, okay, we're looking at college football. We got the playoff. Hickey, you're taking off. You're going to watch the game and have a couple of beers, right?
Oh, you know it. Maybe a couple more if Penn State wins.
Oh, man. I'll be here on it. Can I have a beer on air? I can't do that, right? Don't do that.
I was going to say you could, but now with the stream, people could watch you.
Oh, that's
fine. Say you could and not tell anybody. And you could. Just
I'll put some tape around the beer so nobody knows what beer it is. Problem solved. Where can people follow you, Hickey? Tell them.
Ryan_Hickey and the number 3.
You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. We'll be back with you tomorrow talking some college football playoff action, talking some NFL action, talking it all. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Please be safe, be well, be good. Much love to you. The JR Sport Brief show is over. Bart Winkler coming up next. Thank you for listening. And thank you, Hickey. It's the Infinity Sports Network JR Sport Brief show done. See you tomorrow.